This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, the Indian market started the January futures and options series with strong gains as the market benchmark Sensex and the Nifty jumped higher by 1% on December 27, that's today, supported by a rally in banks and financial heavyweights in the light of positive global cues. Now, PSU bank stocks logged strong gains ahead of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's meeting with the PSU bank heads on December 28. Moreover, the PSU banking stocks gained as the Reserve Bank of India on December 26 had notified that it will purchase 10-year bonds worth 10,000 crore rupees while simultaneously selling four bonds maturing in 2020 for up to the same amount on December 30th in the open market. Now, this helps push up short-term rates and pull down long-term rates. This action by the central bank would mean higher treasury profits on bond portfolios for banks. Now, if you really look at today's trading session, Sensex settled 411 points or 1% higher at 41,575 levels, while the Nifty shut shop at 12,246 levels, up 119 points or just about 1% up in today's trade. The BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closed 0.87% and 0.84% higher, respectively. Top Nifty gainers included names such as Coal India, Axis Bank, Bharat Petroleum Corporation and State Bank of India, while top Nifty losers included names like Yes Bank, Wipro, Bharti Infratel and Britannia Industries. Now, in terms of the stocks and sectors where maximum action was seen today, barring the BSE Consumer Durables Index, which was down 0.13%, all the other sectoral indices settled in the green on the BSE. Energy, finance, telecom, auto, BankEx, capital goods, oil and gas, power and realty indices logged gains over 1%. Long build-up today was seen in stocks like Page Industries, MRF, Bank of Baroda, Punjab National Bank, that were the stocks where long build-up was seen. Now, short build-up was seen in stocks like Vodafone Idea, Yes Bank, Jindal Steel and Wipro. Apart from this, there's a whole list of stocks which were in action in today's trading session on the back of news flows. Now, share prices of Allahabad Bank zoomed over 8% after the government released fresh capital infusion fund of 2,153 crore rupees for the bank. Now, shares of HG Infra Engineering surged over 8% after the company was declared lowest bidder by the NHAI. Now, GPT Infrastructure Projects also share prices fell 7% after CARE Ratings Agency downgraded the rating of the company's long-term bank facilities. State Bank of India share prices added over 2% in today's trade after a research house Citi maintained a buy call and raised the target price. Now, UCO Bank stock price also added about 2% in today's trading session after the company received funds from the central government. Now, the share prices of Page Industries jumped nearly 6% after ICRA reaffirmed stable ratings on the bank facilities of the company. Now, as far as the technical view is concerned, we actually saw the Nifty rebound sharply today after witnessing correction in the last couple of sessions. This shows that the underlying tone for the market continues to be bullish, and that is what all the experts who we spoke to on Money Control believe. Now, participation was seen in the broader markets as well, which augurs well for the overall rally in the market. Now, overall, if you actually believe, most on the weekly charts, Nifty formed an inside bar. The breakout level for the bar pattern is at 12,294. So the traders could actually initiate a fresh long position once the swing high of 12,294 gets taken out. And that's what the technical experts who we spoke to on Money Control believe. Now, the three crucial levels to watch out for on the Nifty would be 12,158, 12,259 and 12,294. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.